Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Vosmak moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to third for the out. Kaum moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaum moves to third. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Montague moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Kress reaches second base with a double. Gosselin moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosselin scores. Kress scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Bengo moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Mel Harder now pitching. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bengo moves to third. Levy moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bengo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive. Averill is thrown out after the base hit. Porter scores. It's 5-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Storti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Storti scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Burns steals second. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Harder. Burns moves to third. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bib Falk pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague scores. Falk moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosselin for the out. Two outs. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cress takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Ed Montague. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Rick Farrell now catching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Odell Hale now playing second base. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Pete Appleton now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Burns reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blaeholder takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Blaeholder moves to third. It's 7-5, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.